This is Underwave.
Hello, we're Underwave at WMUC Digital College Park. Thanks for joining in.
Turned your mic on a little late. Oh. Can you start over?
Okay, I'll start over. Hello, this is Underwave at WMUC College Park. It is 10 p.m. on a Thursday night, so we are back. We're just going to take a couple seconds to get set up. And, you know, as per usual, we'll start with our PSA. And then we'll go into a brief chat and introduction with our guest speaker, Hiru. And then we'll jump into, I'll go into some of the songs that I queued up for our playlist tonight. And I'll introduce kind of what the songs are about. And yeah, we'll play some music and we'll chat as per usual, and we'll have a chill time. So while we're getting things set up, Hiru, you can just put on the headphones and you'll be able to hear your own voice on the mic.
Okay. Oh, am I supposed to be hearing it right now?
Yeah.
Like through the headphones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, great.
You're good. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Hiru, or Lahirini. I am Hana and Ina's very good friend and part of the Asian American Student Union's e-board. Well, not anymore because we transitioned yesterday, but yeah, I'm here because they wanted me to join as part of their goodbye theme. I am a graduating senior, so
yes.
I do think it is pretty fitting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know what else to say about myself, really. I mean, I study Gov, and I'm an Asian American Studies and history minor. I'm very proud of my minor programs. Mm-hmm. shout out AST.
Shout out AST.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say, really.
Thank you. Okay, so then we're going to go into our PSA first, and then we'll introduce our music.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Thank you, startupshell.org. So, as everyone said, the concept of our playlist today is goodbyes. Our first three songs are Will Be a Melody by Nerd Connection, Will Remain a Novel by Bomjin, and Goodbye by Uhyo. Ina, do you want to talk about them anymore?
Yeah, so I've actually really wanted to play these songs on our show for a long time now. Just because with these songs, I really love the lyrics that are in it. Unfortunately, all the lyrics are in Korean, so I prepared a translated little snippet for you guys so that, you know, all our listeners could kind of know what songs are singing about in general. So for this first song, it's called Will We Be a Melody by Nerd Connection. And Nerd Connection is a four-member South Korean rock indie folk band. I really wanted to focus on the last verse and chorus. And the lyrics, I translated them right here. It says, if we hold on to and cherish all the details forever and never forget all the words and promises we made, will we become a melody after seasons pass? Will we be able to remember all the nights we spent together? Will we become a melody after the years go by? Will all the days we cried together be called a sweet memory? And I feel like those lyrics just kind of like summed up how I was feeling, having all these sweet memories with the seniors and like not really wanting to let them go. And so, yeah, like, I just, like, as I was listening to the song, I was like, man, like, I wish I could say this to seniors. And so this is kind of why I brought the song onto the show so that I can, you know, show it to the people I care about. And the next song kind of, like, goes deeper into the, like, no, don't leave me. Because the next song is called We'll Remain a Novel by Bomjin, who is a South Korean singer-songwriter. And, you know, the first lyric of the song starts with, please don't leave me behind. And I'm like, yes, like, that's what I'm feeling. Like, don't leave me behind. Don't go. But the main chorus, I thought it was really beautiful and poetic. The lyrics goes, we'll be left as a novel with a forgotten title covered in dust. We'll just become a picture left in some drawer that never sees the light. And it sounds really sad. And I was like, dang, this is sad. Like, you know, like all that like energy, like just being, you know, left as like a picture that's like forgotten in a drawer. But then the song kind of ends like optimistically. It says like, don't disappear, like we're waking up from a dream. One day we'll meet again, like a season that eventually comes back, and we'll meet again no matter what. And those are the last lyrics of the song. And I was just like, I kind of had my mind blown today because earlier our eBoard members kept running into each other.
Oh my God,
and we were talking
yeah.
about how like, oh my gosh, destiny is like, it keeps like bringing our members like crossing paths. Like we keep crossing paths. And I was like, wait, like I literally queued up a song like that's like about, you know, eventually meeting each other again, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was like, you know, a funny coincidence. And for my third song, I put something that's a little more upbeat. We've heard from this artist before, Uhyo, on the show. I think I played one of her songs called Tennis Star. And Uhyo, you know, is very, like, comforting artist. All her songs have a lot of big, like, comforting element to it. And for this song, Goodbye, I think the main theme of the song is summarized in the main chorus, where she sings, today I'll say goodbye, even though my heart hurts. Goodbye, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go today. So it's just like letting go and, you know, the unavoidable goodbyes that you must say to someone. And so, yeah, those are the three songs I prepared for today's show. And these are kind of the messages that I wanted to share today.
Thank you, Ina. Playing now will be a melody.
오래된 약속들이 한 편의 짧은 시로 남을 때 속삭이던 말들이 몇 개의 아픈 선율이 될 때 서로가 각자의 기억 속 어딘가에 자리할 때 그때 기억은 노래가 된다 우린 노래가 될 수 있을까 Okay.
나를 떠나가지 말아요. 다 꺼져버린 촛불인가요? 추억이라는 제만 남기고 끝인가요 이제? 바람처럼 가지 말아요. 슬픔을 지우기는 벅차요. 쉽게 말을 듯 마르지 않는 강물처럼 흘러가지 말아요.
1, 2, 3, 4.
so that Ooh. Playing just now was Goodbye by Uhyo. Hiro, do you want to talk about the next few songs that we have?
Yeah, sure. So I chose a lot of different songs that dealt with different kinds of goodbyes. Obviously, like, given music and lyricism and all that stuff, like, a lot of the songs that I chose ended up being, like love songs or, like, breakup songs, which is kind of sad.
Real.
But yeah, it was hard to find, like, friend-based goodbyes, but I think, you know, that's okay. And I have different songs that are associated with different people in this playlist, but
yeah.
I think I'm going to go ahead and introduce the first three. The first one is The Day by O Curve. Honestly, like, A Curve, sorry.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, an indie, like, artist, K-indie artist, I believe. This was just a random song that came on my Spotify, like, years ago, and I added it to, like, my, like, chills, like, yeah. Korean study playlist, because, like, I used to, like, really listen to Korean music, and my parents can attest to this, too. I was kind of crazy, but... this one I think is like a really kind of sad like goodbye song. I did look at the lyric this morning just to refresh my memory, but I'm forgetting all of it now, so you know, it's okay. But I hope that the tune can kind of carry and you will feel some kind of emotion when you listen to it, obviously. And then the next one is Jameson by Cella Day. This one is kind of like heavy. I'm hoping I'm getting the order right in these. It's Jameson by Cella Day, and Cella Day is a really, like, I feel like she's pretty underrated. I don't think a lot of people know her, and I was introduced to her by one of my best friends, Dinithi. She is, like, a family friend, and I feel like we went a lot through a lot of our, like, music phases together, which is really special. But this song in particular is, like, a song about the musician who's in a relationship with someone who's an alcoholic, and like she's dealing with this, like having to share her lover with alcohol, like Jameson, like personified. And you'll hear in the lyrics her like pain about that issue, and it kind of reminds me of like how often like people have to deal with like these kinds of situations where people they care about are in like tough situations and they don't really know how they can help and support one another. And it's just kind of, you have to deal with that sadness of, you just have to like, I don't know, share the pain, and kind of deal with that on your own. But, it is a beautiful song. So yeah. And then the last one, for this round is Me Kandulu Totupalai by Subhani Harshani and Chandana Leonara. Liana Rachichi. Oh my god, I'm so sorry for butchering that last name. I was looking at Spotify and it was too long of a name to press. But this song is a really beautiful song. It's a Sinhalese song or Sinhala song that my parents would play in the car. Like a lot of the music that I know from Sri Lanka are like those older songs that I've really grown to appreciate these days because it reminds me of home. But this one, like, I think I just get reminded of like the days like my dad had to drive us back and forth from campus because like we would always go home on the weekend, so he would just play these tunes. And I asked him about like what the song meant because it just felt so sad, and he said like it's like about like a daughter being like getting married and having to say goodbye to her family, and I don't know, I just thought hopefully that's the correct interpretation, and I asked my dad again to send me the translation as well, but I, you know, that's how I like interpret it as well. So it's like there's this one like line at the end. I don't think I'm gonna say it in Sinhala. I'm just gonna read the translation to you. Hold on, let me find it. I'm so sorry.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Play some Jeopardy music.
Oh, no. It's like the last line, and it says, "Who would leave behind a home filled with a mother's love?" And it's like that sadness of like, oh my gosh, like you know, especially when you're a woman, you leave like your own family to like live with a new one, and obviously, you know, that's creating a new life for yourself. But you know, when I listen to this song, I think of like my mom and her, what her journey must have been, and mm-hmm. what saying goodbye to her own dad or her mom must have been like. And mm-hmm. like, even though it's like exciting, there's always this like kind of, you know, sadness that, you know, things will never be the same. And so I just wanted to put this song in here because I really do love and appreciate my mom, and she doesn't really talk about her home life, like back, like her youth a lot. So hopefully mm-hmm. this will inspire her to tell me more. And also like to my dad as well for like enriching me culturally with all of this beautiful music. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love you, Amma and Tata, if you're listening, hopefully. Yeah, so this is for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy and maybe also explore Sinhala music as well, because there's a really good repository out there.
Nice.
Okay,
yeah. Shout out
Yuri's
parents.
잘한 건 아냐 허나 너도 좀 그래 서로 이해하고 배려했음 됐는데 잘 잘못하지는 게 해결책은 아니야 서로 생각 좀 해보자 우리가 헤어지던 그날 그때 너를 보내던 그날 이젠 돌이킬 수 없을 것 같아 사랑한다 말하던 그날 아마 앞으로는 우린 못 볼 것 같아 잘 가 눈물은 흐르지만 웃으면 날 버리지 말라고 애원도 했어 이제는 다 담아두고 싶어 차라리 그게 아름다우니 늦은 밤 집에 갈 때 오늘 하루 어땠는지 이제 누구한테 털어놓아야 할지 잠이 많던 나 때문에 이제 너도 마음고생 안 할 거야 그럴 거야 우리가 헤어지던 그날 그때 너를 보내던 그날 이젠 돌이킬 수 없을 것 같아 사랑한다 말하던 그날 아마 앞으로는 우린 못 볼 것 같아 잘 가 너를 완전히 아마 꽤 걸릴 거야 너는 괜찮은가 봐 너는 자신 있나 봐 그런가 봐 우리가 행복했던 그날 서로 웃으며 장난친 날 그 누구가 너를 대신해줄까 아마 앞으로는 너와 나 다시 못 볼 거야 너무 고마웠었어 잘 가
And I won't follow you down. side. Sat in my car till my tears dried. I'm justifying people with pain tonight. I watch your fingers point in the flame. It's the darkest of gray.
තොටුපලින් සමුගෙන යන්නයි බැරි
මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලයි සමුගෙන යන්න මට බැරි
මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලින් සමුගෙන යන්නයි බැරි සමිසිතුවිල්ලක ඔබ එන අයුරු ඔබ තමයි මසිත සුවපත් කළ ගීතය නියුරු
මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලයි සමුගෙන යන්න මට බැරි
මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලින් සමුගෙන යන්න බැරි කඳුළු තොටුපලින් සමුගෙන යන්න බැරි අපි ඉගිල යමුද සොඳුර ඉතින් බිඳිමින් පවුරු පෙම් පුවත ලියමු දිනක අපිත් බඳිමින් නැදුරු
දොර කවුළු ඇසුරන් කූඩුවේ ඉන්නම් සිරවූ මවුසිනෙහි පිරුණු කැදල්ලකින් යන්නේ කවුරු මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලයි සමුගෙන යන්න මට බැරි
මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලින් සමුගෙන යන්නයි බැරි
මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලයි සමුගෙන යන්න මට බැරි
මේ කඳුළු තොටුපලින් සමුගෙන යන්නයි බැරි
And we're back. Hopefully my parents heard that, but it's okay if you didn't. It will be recorded for you guys personally.
Yes.
All right. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we'll be moving on to the next three songs. The first one is a Shiny song.
Shiny.
Called, yeah, Shiny in the House. You know what I mean? Y Si Fuera Ella. And this is obviously an originally Spanish song. This was by Alejandro Sanz. It was made into a Korean version for Shiny's album Amigo, and it's a solo by Jonghyun. And Jonghyun was my bias. Mm-hmm. I love him so much, and his voice was very, very unique. So this song in particular is about like unrequited love.
Yeah.
So like, you know, one-sided. It's just painful to deal with the thought of like your feelings not being reciprocated, but also like having to keep it all to yourself, and also knowing that to respect the other person's boundaries, you have to step back and like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of hide a part of yourself mm-hmm. that loves someone else. That's pretty, it's pretty iconic in the fandom.
Yeah, very, very,
very iconic.
Iconic.
Like the concert video is just immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Oceans by Seafret. This is a duo. I think they're an English duo, if I'm getting their like nationality wrong. I'm so sorry. But this is, I don't know, I listened to it randomly in sixth grade. And mm-hmm. It's just about like drifting away from someone you care about. So, yeah, mm-hmm. that's also a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to play the Bollywood song, but originally I had put the Baho Gaya from Gaya. Sorry, oh my God, I'm butchering the name. But from Kalunk by Shreya Ghoshal. Shreya Ghoshal is just, you know, I don't even, she's not under wave, she's over wave. She's so iconic. In,
but it could be under wave for some people.
This is true. Yeah. I mean, you know, you gotta mm-hmm. know Shreya Ghoshal. I might skip that just in the interest of time, but it's a really good song. You know, but Bollywood songs can be very long.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll skip that, and then I'll go into Grown Ups by Sandhya. This is it Sandhya or Sandhya?
I think it's Sandhya.
Sandhya, okay. Yeah. And this is from the K-drama OST from My Mister.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching this recently, and I actually did it while like making your guys' zines. So I made zines for eBoard, and I was like bored and of like not doing like anything with my eyes, so yeah. I was like, let me just watch something.
Uh-huh.
And the storyline stuck out to me because it's like I like slice of life stuff, but this one in particular is very different.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this is kind of like a good song to resonate with like my like graduating soon and entering like, I don't know, the workforce maybe, and maybe that uncertainty of like, oh, like I don't know what to do, or is my life like going to be full of passion and like I guess like hard work, but also mm-hmm. like, you know, like I think also in the Korean context, it's like this like workaholic attitude that like this song is dealing with as well and mm-hmm. like confronting. So I think I just want to remind myself that it's okay to take things slowly.
Yeah.
And that's why I put it on the playlist on mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's such a comforting song.
It really is. Like the second I heard it, I was like, wow, this is going on this playlist.
Yeah.
Even
before I watched the drama, I like listened to it just because of how like it's such a nice song, and it's like, you know, it's just like a really nice reminder like that like we're not perfect
mm-hmm.
and that like everyone kind of deserves to like take a break and like, you know, stop and smell the flowers, that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But also like, you know, acknowledging the hardships and burdens that we've all been through.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I really like that song as well.
Yep. So those are the next three, and then we'll end off with one more song and more of a yap session, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, mm-hmm. enjoy.
Hey, 미안하단 말은 말이야. 언젠가 아주 먼 그때 마지막에 하지 않을래. 그래야 지금 이 아픈 시간도 훗날 좋은 추억이라 웃으며 말하고 있을 우리일 테니까 말이야. 말했었지 그저 좋은 친구의 가슴으로 날 사랑하는 것이라 영원한 거라고 그런 말 다신 하지마. 내게 너무 가벼운 그러나 내게 너무 무거운 이 마음이 너를 힘들게 했구나. 조금은 물러설게. 기다릴게. 네가 편하도록 멀리 서 있을게. 이리 애원하잖아. 영원하다고 그런 말 다신 하지마. 내게 너무 가벼운 그러나 내게 너무 무거운 네 마음이 너를 힘들게 했구나. 조금은 물러설게. 기다릴게. 네가 편하도록 멀리 서 있을게. 이리에 원하잖아.
고단한 하루 끝에 달구는 눈물 난 어디를 향해 가는 걸까 아플 만큼 아팠다 생각했는데 아직도 한참 남은 건가 세상에 혼자인 것처럼 아무도 내 맘을 보려 하지 않고 아무도 눈을 감아보면 내게 보이는 내 모습 지치지 말고 잠시 되고 별은 영원히 빛나고 잠들지 않는 꿈을 꾸고 있어 바보 같은 나는 내가 될 수 없단 걸 눈을 뜨고야 그걸 알게 됐죠
that it's song on.
All yes. right welcome back, hope you enjoyed those last three songs and their various vibes.
so
I think I don't know what else to say really, but before going into the next song, but I did choose the last song to be kind of an ode to ASU because you guys have been very fundamental to my year this year and the family and community that I've made and found. And so this song by Shiny is called Don't Let Me Go. It's from their one of one album, sorry, Jesus. and it's like, it's a really great album. It has like these like 90s like retro themes. I loved it so much. I have a poster still in my room. best one. But it's kind of like when you listen to it, it's like, oh, like it's kind of upbeat. Mm-hmm. Like the sound is like pretty, like sounds sentimental, but there's like hope and tinges of like joy in there. And I think that's kind of what encapsulates my feelings towards like leaving behind like the legacy of ASU with you guys, Hannah, Ina, especially. Very thankful for you guys for really stepping things up and being such a vocal force on campus. But let me just highlight a couple of like lyrics. I think the first couple of lines like open up. The first line is 그림처럼 우리 만나, so it's like our encounter was like a painting. And then it kind of talks about like, I'll read the English translation now because I feel like I'll butcher everything and talk really slowly if I try to read the
Do you
Korean
want me
characters.
To read it?
Oh, sure. Yes, Ina, go ahead, yeah. please.
Wait, I need to pull
it. Wait, no, I have it on my lap.
Oh, okay.
Is it this song?
Yeah. Color-coded lyrics always comes in handy.
Yeah, so the next song, the next lyric, like right under, it says, 마치 한 폭의 수채화, which is, so it's going on with the painting metaphor, like watercolor painting. 그려갈 듯 함께 했었고, so we were always like together. 스케치하듯 그런 선과, so like the lines as if sketching. 우리를 채워가던 색 다, and all the colors that filled us up. 어느샌가 흐릿해져가, so all of the things like the colors, the lines, and the watercolor, now they're fading.
Yeah. Yeah, so like it's kind of
so
sad. Yeah, thinking like this beautiful painting and like the colors are fading. Like that's really sad. But at the same time, I was thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, it might be fading, but the painting is still there.
Yeah.
And it's also like the experience of actually making art and stuff. So,
and
you know,
everything fades over time.
Right. And it's like a natural process. So it's nothing to be afraid of, I think, at the end of the day. And I think also there are like a couple other lines in here as well. Oh gosh, I don't even know what to say. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, actually I'm blanking out, so it's fine. But yeah, like that's kind of, this is what I feel like when I look at you guys like mm-hmm. together in a room. Like last night we were up until 4:30 a.m. talking about how much we love each other, and I was like, I mean, like nobody's like saying like they need to leave,
mm-hmm.
so I'm assuming like you guys really do like want to stay back and like talk about it, which mm-hmm. is really sweet. So I'm really thankful for the love you guys share, and yeah, like this is, it feels like a coming of age kind of ending song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to end on like a nice like fun note, so even though the lyrics are kind of sad, these are just a natural ways that we say goodbye to people that we love, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day we still have the strings connecting us, the invisible strings.
It fades but it never truly disappears.
Exactly.
Like it always happened and it won't change, like time won't change the fact that like our experiences happened,
right? And yeah, like even though like my time here is ending, I know that like I still have these connections and friendships that will really never go away, and I'll continue to build on them. So this is for you, ASU. Shout out to every single member on our e-board. I love you guys so much.
Good, you got it, 함께.